Fred runs for governor and he loses.
Yes.
Let's move ahead. He then decides to run for the Senate in 1964. And here is this young whippersnapper running against Butt Wilkinson, the former coach of OU.
Our great white hope.
He was the great white hope. He could have been president of the yes. United States. What made Fred think he could run and win against him?
He just believed in himself. And no one gave us a chance. I mean, when they talked about it, all the old pros, because he was so well-liked. And he had his television show. He made more money than the president of the college. He was everybody's darling because he helped us get past our Oki syndrome about having to leave the state for California, or the depression that the state went through. And so he was kind of the new image of Oklahoma. And he became a national personality from being a good coach. But Fred was convinced he could do this. So he talked to different people. We sit down and we talked to everybody available because Kerr's death.
Senator Kerr mm-hmm. died.
And that's why there was a special election.
Yeah.
So it was a strange campaign. It was hard, but we went to every town in Oklahoma. He went to every town. I went to half of it with him. And then I could tell that my children were getting needy, and I'd go home and be mother for a while and then come back. And I was confronted. I would ask people to vote for him, and one woman got after me and said, "What are you doing in politics?" And I said, "I'm supporting my husband." That's what I'm doing. But, you know, it wasn't all that accepted for the role I played.
You were a female, though,
yes.
being involved.
Yes.
That's what that woman
was remarking.
Right.
And he would always, when he would do his little television political speech, invite me to come on and introduce me. I wouldn't say anything. I would just be there. So that just became the way we operated. And then his classmates at law school, we were so close. They were the ones who made a commitment that he would take out a loan from our bank, and they would commit like $25 a month or something to the campaign to pay off our campaign debt. And everybody thought we had Kerr money because young Kerr, one of the Kerr men, were for us. And then one of his staff helped him organize throughout the state. He knew political people in each town, and we would drive there, and they were already notified we were coming, so we'd have a gathering to shake hands and find a person who would lead that particular community. And we just outworked him. That's how he really won. And then I think the telling speech at the closing of the campaign. Well, the other thing, too, President Kennedy appointed Wilkinson head of physical activities for youth.
Right.
You know, he did that for a Democratic president. Mm-hmm. He was so well thought of, but he was more conservative than everybody thought, politically conservative. So one of the things Wilkinson did, used the Roman Empire collapse because it had too many social programs. That was one of his statements. So Fred at a big rally here in Oklahoma City said, my opponent said this, said, but why they really collapsed was all the athletic or the shows that they put on in the arenas. That was what caused the collapse of the Roman Empire. And it got news. And then Vice President came and he helped Fred.
Hubert Humphrey.
He became our great champion then and was our lifetime friend. And then Johnson was coming, but he had been discouraged about doing anything with Fred. We couldn't set up anything. We came to the fair in Oklahoma City. But he was going to meet with other elected officials. So Fred's press guy just put the phone, his speaker, in front of the president and says, what are you going to do for Fred Harris? And he said, and kind of got him off guard. And he said some great Texas thing, said, well, we'll win this race and take the coon skin and hammer it on the door and bring home the bacon. I mean, a whole bunch of things like that without saying I'm going to support him. He said all these things, but it came out as a support, mm-hmm. that we used it as a support. And then we had little Harris headliner dresses, and Wilkinson had all these women folk in real tailor-made clothes. So we came out with our little handmade dresses. When we were trying to think of a slogan for the women's group supporters, we were saying, what rhymes with Harris? And we came out with harlots, Harris harlots, and we came up with crazy things like that. So headliners became, and they got prints of Fred talking to Johnson and different kinds of headline stories where Harris did this or Harris did that. And that was our Harris headliners. And our children wore clothes. We had a song. And my grandmother got involved, my Comanche grandmother. She loved it. Cowboy Pink Williams was the lieutenant governor at the time. We said, well, Kaku, what did you like most about campaigning? And he said, I like that pink cowboy. But she really got into it.
Yeah, that had to be a lot of fun. And I might point out that Fred talks about that whole campaign in his oral history here on voicesofoklahoma.com if you want to make a reference to that. So to have defeated Bud Wilkinson, who, as I understood, never wanted to talk about football when he went out in the X and O's, which is what people wanted to hear from him, and he then, and it's probably a poor decision on his part not to talk that way.
That's right. Let me tell one more thing about what we did was different, too. We got women involved. We realized that women haven't been involved. And so, for instance, using his classmates in law school that would have coffee clutches and women would come. When women were involved, you would change the attitude of men who thought they knew all about campaigning and wanted to tell you what to do. They would behave differently. So it's the first time that women were involved in the campaign in a way that just made that kind of difference. That's how we got around, and I think how we won it